Hello and welcome to another grand gripping episode of Kiwi and Picasso, the heroes you can't live without.
Hey guys, this is Picasso.
And I'm Kiwi.
And we have a guest for you guys. Today we have a guest that we're going to refer to as, I don't know, what do you want to be referred to as?
I don't know, just kidding.
Okay, Dexter.
Okay. Okay, Dexter. Boom, we're going to call her Dexter.
Okay.
All right. So what's our first topic for today?
Alrighty, bringing up the ye old notepad document. Let's see now. How about we start off something we can all discuss? The minimum wage. Do you think we should have one? Do you think it should be increased? What are your thoughts on the minimum wage? Will you stop laughing? This is a serious podcast!
Okay, I'd like to know more about this minimum wage. What were you going off of whenever you said that there should be no minimum wage, or there should be a minimum wage, or what are the other options?
Well, some people think the minimum wage should be increased. The basic minimum wage should be increased. Some people support this, some people don't. What do you think?
Well, I think it definitely depends on your area, so I believe that we should have it adjusted, but based on, like how much it costs to live in a certain area. Like, I know that in Los Angeles, I believe they charge $15 an hour. I mean, not charge. They have a minimum wage of $15 an hour that I've heard. I don't know how that is now or if that's even true at all, but I've heard that before. So in the city of Los Angeles, where everything is really high,
because they do drugs all day.
Exactly.
Wait, what minimum wage are we talking about?
Minimum wage, what'd you get paid?
Yeah, like in Texas, it's $7.25.
Oh,
maybe $8. Okay. I don't know, but I do believe it's that should be based on the region. Where, like, you know, California, it's very expensive, but in Texas, about $7.25, it's still bad. But it's if we had $15 minimum wage, that's considered not a really good income. But like, if you were to become a high school teacher, that is what you'd earn. So do you really think that teachers should earn the same as somebody working at McDonald's? Like, that's just – that doesn't sound right, right?
Exactly.
And plus, whenever you raise everything, you know, you got inflation going on, so everything else is going to go up. So basically, you just have hyperinflation that's waiting – or, yeah, it's basically asking to happen.
Indubitably.
What do you think?
Well, the minimum wage is a rather nice thing, but it must be restrained. Some people want the minimum wage increased but without putting in the extra effort to really earn that money. And of course, like you said, inflation, you've got more money coming into the economy, which means that prices must be increased to offset this increase. Are you keeping up with us, Dexter?
I am. A bit. I don't really.
Right, and we also don't want slavery.
They're looking to the minimum wage.
Yeah, slavery. I mean, those were some good years for a while, but then everything got blown out of proportion.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hey, slavery isn't all bad. It's how your great grandparents got together. They got freed from the same master.
Well, I can definitely tell you that is how that terrorist grandparents met, but as for mine, that is not true. But in all seriousness, though, there definitely should be a minimum wage that is kept for society, because, I mean, if you don't have a minimum wage, people are going to charge like $3, $4, $5, because why not?
Of course. And another thing to consider is the equity of businesses. If you raise the minimum wage, they won't have enough money to pay for everybody. So it's ultra funny, very funny, when these people demand an increase in the minimum wage, they get their increase, and then they get laid off because the business can't afford to keep them. Very funny.
Well, I said charge. I meant to say pay.
Calm down, Mr. Economist. What is this, the Chuckle Brothers here?
Yeah, we're chuckling.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Indeed.
Playing Fortnite, and this person has, like, what's essentially that, that thing from Halo 3, you know, like, the gravity hammer, except it's a sword.
Oh.
This is cool. It's called an Infinity Blade. I just lost all my items. And an Infinity Blade. Like, I lost all my items, but I have this really huge blade. It's so cool. It's like a big lance.
I give your mama my big lance.
You don't, actually. Anyway, that was a distraction.
Ooh.
Yes.
So, any closing remarks on that?
Without being offensive? Well, the thing, yeah, the like I said.
Dexter?
Get out of my laboratory, sister!
I don't have any remark. I know what you're saying, but like,
This is why you don't ask teenage girls to answer grown-up questions.
I know, right?
No, but I get what you're saying in, about the teachers getting the same as McDonald's. That's not fair. And I'm not sure the minimum wage of where my... But I just know that the economy is just out of whack sometimes.
Also, it must be noted that whenever I'm talking about salaries of teachers, I'm talking about, for a small school, first of all, and second of all, a first-year teacher. It's like the lowest of the lowest of teachers, so it's not every teacher, don't worry.
I gave my teacher a salary, but the rabbit ate it.
Ah.
Well, that's a shame.
All right, let's talk about that Dexter can talk about, like Tom Holland.
What?
Something that I'm supposed to be into.
Oh, no.
Where did Tom Holland come from?
Not Tom Holland.
Tom Holland from Holland. We asked Alex Jones, turn the frickin' Tom Holland gay!
He's like, oh, just make him drink the water.
No, but not Tom Holland.
A traveling safety tip: if you go to Virginia, don't drink the water.
Exactly, it turns homosexuals.
Okay.
Well, it turns all the straight people into homosexuals. It turns all the homosexuals straight.
Reversible drinking water.
Hey, look, talking proof.
No, but
exactly.
About Tom Holland, I just don't understand why all these girls are going crazy about him. He's not that good looking.
He's going to listen to this and... Yeah, he's going to listen to this. He's going to be like, hey.
Hey, I know her. I'm not visiting her house anymore.
Yeah.
I found out that Tom Holland is dating Zendaya.
Who?
Some girl from Disney. Like that. Oh. If you've heard that show called Shake It Up, she used to be on that show. She was also in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Wait a minute, Shake It Up, wasn't that? No, that's so random. Never mind.
Yeah, one of those movies where they're all singing and dancing in the street.
I commonly confuse So Random with Shake It Up. Sorry, I'm like battling right now.
I used to get so random confused with Sunny with a Chance. They were basically the same thing.
Exactly.
They're the same people in it, just different show names.
Well, Shake It Up was a... I mean, not Shake It Up. So Random was a third season of Sunny with a Chance, I think.
I'm not sure. That was really, like, really long ago, though.
I know, right? Like, 2010.
Yeah.
Sheesh, don't you feel old now? Yeah. I never watched the show, watched the movie.
There's a movie?
No.
Sunny with a Chance, wasn't it? Based on Sunny with a Chance of Meatballs?
No.
The hell are you talking about?
It's a show with Demi Lovato.
Who?
Demi Lovato from Camp Rock.
Yeah, that's her. She's in it.
Rock out in life. Rock out
in
life.
It was a show from the early 2010s, and it was on Disney. And if I remember right, it had to do with these people. They're teenagers, you know, because Disney. And they're, if I remember right, they're making the sketch show called So Random. And basically the first two seasons are whenever Demi Lovato's in it. And if I remember right, she leaves the show. And the third season is So Random. And So Random is the actual sketch show that they're making throughout the first and second seasons. So the third season is basically you're just watching what they made. Or, like, you don't watch them anymore. Because you can't watch Demi Lovato because she's too rich and famous to sign another contract for another season. So that's pretty much that, as far as I know. But, again, that was going on a decade ago. So.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that. I was, like, maybe 11 or 12.
I think it came out. Probably when it was canceled, probably about 16, 15.
Oh.
Yeah. I really just know because Hannah Montana was still going on about that time. Yeah. I used to like Hannah Montana a lot.
Yes, I know. You also used to like Miley Cyrus a lot.
What's the difference?
And you used to be all, you know, talking about her wanting to suck her dick and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you like that?
No.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I mean, that's every dude's fantasy, but, like, for me, no.
Right,
I
she's a girl.
I wanted to be
so.
Her as a kid.
Yeah, she wanted to be her penis.
No!
Grab me, Demi.
She's hold so me. Small, and then somebody just grabs her head and starts sucking on it. Gross.
Oh, that's so lovely, darling.
She's a human lollipop.
Take her home to the candy shop. She sucks my lollipop.
No.
Okay.
So, let's talk about my idea. I had an idea for a product, which is a sheet, just a regular sheet, but at the top, instead of having just a straight line, you have a built-in mask. What do you think about that?
Whoa.
Boom.
Well, the mask is to keep your face warm, like a ski mask.
Uh-huh.
You've never been in bed just thinking, wow, I love all this. Like, I feel so warm, but one thing about it, my face is cold. You ever just thought that?
Yeah, whenever that happens, I get your mama to sit on my face.
Well, okay, well, how about you, Dexter?
No, I've never had that problem. I mean, when I'm in bed, I lay down and I'm, like, right underneath of the air.
You sleep then. Face down.
I mean, that's one way to warm up your face.
Yes, it is.
It's like you're laying on the pillow and just wait for it to warm up because of your head, and you just flip over and smack on the pillow with your face and be like, that's so much warm. Much warmer.
Exactly. So, if somebody were to make this product, which has not been copyrighted, by the way, I'll gladly buy it whenever somebody makes it.
I will then get Trump on the phone. He will make it for you. You'll get big cuts out of it.
We both know he's one
sure,
of the biggest.
Sure, because Trump has billions.
Beans and beans and beans and beans.
Beans.
There's a video where the person where the editor edits in every time he said billions, and all these times he says billions, they all sound like beans. So instead of saying billions and billions and billions. It comes out like bins and bins and beans and bins. It's amazing.
Bins and beans of dollars. He's got stacks of bins and beans.
Beans.
Tony Stark has beans. beans and beans and beans and beans and beans.
Stupid.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about Donald Trump, then yes.
Nope.
Yes. Oh.
He disagrees.
Alright, so one thing we've noticed about the Kiwi and Picasso show, we're actually starting to get donations. That's pretty cool. Keep it up, guys. We've got a dollar donation from Adolf. I don't know who that is, but thanks, man.
We just received...
Yay! There was a clap. Yay!
Yes, clap for Adolf.
Thank you.
We just received a contribution from one of our biggest fans named D. Dot Trump.
Wow, that's huge.
That's pretty good. That's a good one.
Yeah, it definitely is. And
yes,
I mean it's better than D's nuts.
Yours.
Your mama's.
Yours.
Mine.
Yours. Yes, yours.
That's...
Yes, mine.
Yes, yours.
And a 50-cent donation from Knee Guard. 50 cents? What a cheapskate.
Yay! You should still be grateful.
I'm 25 grateful.
Cents from... 25 cents from Steven Spielberg.
Wow.
He's a nobody.
He's a Jew.
He is. That's why he doesn't give us much.
Exactly. So yeah, what do you guys think about the news?
What news?
Yeah, some crazy stuff going on in the news.
What?
What?
With the shooting at Virginia Beach?
Oh, I remember what one of the topics was yesterday. So there was a really big...
Your mother has heard about it.
No. No. There was a really big religious leader. His name escapes me.
I don't know who escapes me is. He sounds Chinese.
Yeah.
No. His name is Joaquin Garcia, I think. It's Joaquin something. I believe it's Joaquin Garcia. And he's this really big, he's a really big leader over the religious group La Luz del Mundo, which I believe is a Christian denomination. And he's been put away in he's in jail, and he's assumed guilty. I mean, well, you know, he's assumed innocent, but everybody knows he's guilty because he's in jail on a bail of $50 million for human trafficking. Child pornography, production of child pornography and things like that, you know, and rape and whatnot, you know.
He's been a busy boy.
He's been charged with he's being charged with 26 different felonies. It's crazy. This guy's insanely in trouble.
Is not even going to be thrown in jail for life. You know that?
I have no idea, actually. I mean, he just got arrested, 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
He'll be yesterday.
I'm going to be surprised if he gets, the death penalty or something.
Well, I would definitely be surprised. I mean, you don't get death penalty for something like that. I mean, it is bad, but that's typically if you, take somebody's life, which arguably this
is worse.
Yes, of course.
Damn, what a crazy man. Crazy man.
I don't know if he himself did it, but being as though he's a part of the church, I didn't hear the whole story or anything, but it can be assumed that he used the church to do these things, too, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, I was reading about this priest that used to dress up these kids as baby Jesus.
Okay.
You know, to quote, reenact the Bible.
The part where they molest them. That verse in the Bible?
Yeah, that one. No, but really, he was molesting kids and stuff. While making them dress up as baby Jesus a lot of times. Crazy.
I want to be down and please Jesus.
not like a nativity scene and Christmas time. It's just an everyday thing.
But it's crazy, all these bad things, like pedophilic things that are going on with religions. It's just, it's horrible.
It is. Indeed.
Seems like it's mainly pedophilia, too.
Yeah. That's really scary.
Yeah. A pedophile that's reformed. He's found Jesus. Oh, no, not that one.
Not little Jesus. That reminds me, because I was watching Paradise PD last night, the Netflix original, which is a great show, by the way, and we are not endorsed by that show. We are not receiving donations from that show.
We should, though. Hint, hint.
Not sponsored. No sponsor.
Yes, I agree. So anyway, in the show, the dog, I don't know his name, but the dog, he's basically the version of Brian from Family Guy. He's an anthropomorphic dog, and he finds this really hot, in his eyes, you know, really hot Christian girl that's really Christian. And, you know, they can't do anything sexual outside of marriage, of course, because it's Christianity. So he basically goes to a place, I don't remember what kind of place it was, but a place to edit the Bible. So he's like editing in Bible verses and stuff, you know, like I remember the 10th commandment was something along the lines of whatever the actual commandment is, and it's okay to give hand jobs.
Oh, yeah, and okay.
The very last thing where he's going to bang her, she makes the statement. She's like, okay, I would never have premarital sex unless Jesus himself were to come to the door, were to come and tell me that that's okay, you know. And so then he hires this actor to dress up as Jesus and come to the door and say, my daughter, I believe that premarital sex is okay. And so then Jesus steals away the woman and the dog is left without anybody.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. And then Jesus is there being the girl and everybody sees – like her pastor dad sees, and then you know, she's getting anal.
Oh!
And the dog's all like, hey, wait, that wasn't the agreement. And then the Jesus actor's like, well, an actor's got to improv, right? I just thought that was kind of funny.
Dog with a
ball. Anyway, this relates to the topic because Christianity is very perverse. I mean, not Christianity, just religions in general, really, like Muhammad, that guy, oof. Terrorists, please don't listen to this. But, like,
don't
just
get any
religions
ideas,
in general.
Tara.
No. That's not really what I meant. I meant, like, terrorists, not some girl that we don't know named Tara, you know?
She sounds like a bitch.
Yeah, what a fucking cunt.
slap her around.
I know, right?
Yeah, I think she's an actor. What? An actress for Fairly Odd Parents, you know, Tara Strong, I think her name is.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. She's got a crush on this guy named Darren.
Wow, that's extreme.
You mean the
Swedish
pop singer?
Yes, Bobby Darren.
Oh.
Not this lemonade faggot.
Another guy's a YouTuber.
He's cringe.
Yeah, I've seen his videos. They suck. But, yeah. So it's just crazy with what corruption goes on within the religious organizations. I mean, we all knew about Scientology, but damn. La Luz del Mundo?
Who?
You see, you know, in the Bible, they say that masturbation is not a sin. Because I'm not sure, like, really word for word, he said I'd never read the Bible before, but it says something about, like, this one guy wanted to do it, and he got permission from Jesus to say that it was okay, and so he did it.
All right.
Show me.
And I think Jesus sat there and watched him, or he just said, hey, it's fine, and then walked away. I don't remember. So, I know that it was in some part of the book.
Okay, well, you got to find that and show it to me because that sounds like bullshit.
Okay, I'll find it right now.
If masturbation's a sin, you're going to hell!
Yeah, you are.
Just you.
You!
Except for Feela here, she's a saint. She's not going to hell for masturbation.
Did she just say Felix?
Yeah, the cat.
We've been saying Dexter.
It says right here, some Genesis thing.
Where?
That Judah got a wife for... Judah got a wife for his firstborn, and her name was Tamar. But Judah's firstborn was wicked in the Lord's sight, so the Lord put him to death. Judah then said to Owen, lie to your brother's wife and fulfill your duty to her as a brother-in-law to produce offspring for your brother. But Onan knew the offspring would not be his, so whatever he laid with his brother's wife, he spilled his semen on the ground to keep them from producing offspring for his brother. When he did, he was wicked in the Lord's sight, so they put him to death also. Oh, so apparently it is a sin.
You're a liar. You're a phony.
Okay.
You're a Satanist. You're advocating for Satan.
Yeah. Says to kill them. I was really wrong about that. He pulled out of her before he ejaculated. This was the selfish act because the evil in his heart. And he was able to find a way to kill them all. So, his record is used by so many people to teach that masturbation is wicked in the sight of God that Onanism became an English word meaning masturbation or male masturbation. Yeah, so apparently it is a sin.
Time to go Onan some more.
Yeah.
Well, I was wrong about that.
Yeah, I kind of figured that out from the beginning.
Yep.
Yeah, so how about the Guns N' Roses?
Oh. By the way, just want to point out, when I looked up Axl Rose on Google, he looked like a country redneck female mother. Like a pig, almost. Yeah, I was just looking up Axl.
First of all, why are you looking up the picture of Axl Rose?
Because I was looking at Billy Joe Armstrong and he popped up.
Oh, so during the time...
Yeah, in a certain picture, he looks like a farmer mom. A redneck country farmer mom who wears flip-flops all the time.
Yours?
And he has blonde hair. I literally thought it was a female when I saw the picture, but I was like, oh, wait, that's Axl Rose.
You said, oh, wait, is that a picture of me? He said, oh, wait, never mind.
In one of them, he looks like Shaun White.
Snowboarder?
Snowboarder, yeah.
Snowboarder.
Yeah.
Sean White. And he's got cornrows.
Nice.
I don't know when that was, but...
You know, some say I look like Sean White.
Some say you look like John Tron.
You look like John Tron.
Not true.
You and him could be like brothers.
You know, some say that Sean White and I are brothers.
That can't be true. Prove it.
True.
You and Rikishi are brothers.
You. You and Yokozuna are brothers.
You.
You.
Okay. You and Booger
brothers. I'm so funny.
Look at
Sorry.
So yesterday we were talking about relationships and how obvious girls are with their signals. Or not yesterday, but the day before yesterday. So that leads me to wonder this Tara, which is not your name.
Excuse me, sir. Dexter. My name is Dexter. I don't know who Tara is, but I think you got the wrong person. Dexter.
Okay, well, Dexter.
Thank you.
Alright, well, Dexter. So that leads me to wonder, do you believe that, well, I guess you just have to know the actual scenario, but do you believe girls in general are more direct with their signals, or because I don't have the actual messages, I can't ask you directly, but do you believe that girls are generally more direct with the signals, or are they more vague, like more just playing hard to understand, you know?
Well,
guys are being that stupid.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, see, I don't really talk to many people because I have a little bit of anxiety. But what I've seen at school and stuff, I've seen girls just hitting on other guys, even though they're either in a relationship or not. So, I don't know. I think, you know, I don't know. Honestly, I think girls just hit on anybody. Doesn't matter if they're in a relationship or not, from what I've seen. And that's just, you know, pretty bad, because I've seen when they hit on a guy who was in a relationship, he'll turn around and just go ahead and keep going on with it and leading it on to something, rather than stopping them and say, hey, excuse me, I got a girlfriend or whatever, or hey, I'm gay or something like that. But they just keep going. Yeah. So I'm just sitting there like, oh, that's interesting. And I'm just standing there like waiting for the girl beside him while she's talking to a bunch of other girls to notice what's going on, and she doesn't. So next thing you know, the guy's walking off with the girl. Girlfriend, I'm assuming, is standing there talking to the other girls, not doing anything. I actually saw that last year while we were in the gym waiting to go to our first period class.
First period?
Yeah. Well, my first.
You said first period.
Yes, I did say first period.
Yeah, you did say that.
But no, I think girls just go up to whoever.
Well, okay, I mean, I probably shouldn't have asked a child.
Well, I'm not. Okay.
Should have asked someone with experience.
Yeah, I probably should have asked, like, a normal person. Because, alright, for our fans here, Tara is not exactly a child, but she is still in high school, which is, you know, to me, a child. Because I myself am 22. And also, her name is not Tara, it's Dexter. And
yes, sir.
And also, that's all I got.
But
what I'm saying is that she's not her age, so that she's not into the adult ways. So, you know, me with my adult potential others, you know, potential significant others, you know. We would not do something like that because we are adults. Or maybe they do. I don't know.
Much mature.
I'm not a girl. Beats me.
Yeah, so
I feel like female adults would be better.
Oh, lordy. Me lucky.
Because they're much mature and teenagers don't know what they're doing.
Okay, let's change the topic. All right, well, Kiwi, what do you have next?
A date with your mother.
Ooh, fancy. Where are you going?
Ooh.
All right, here's something we can both talk about. Okay, we can all three talk about it. I keep forgetting that you exist, Dexter.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, both. What do you mean, both?
All right, what about unnecessary sequels? Video games for movies, because I just heard Overwatch 2 is being announced, and it's like the original Overwatch is still going good, still going strong. Why do you need a sequel? And that got me wondering.
What? Talking about
I never heard that. Is that a hoax or is that for real?
It might be a hoax, but if it's true, then big if true.
How is it?
Ugh.
In the hizzle. All right, so. Unnecessary sequels. I guess it just depends on it, because sometimes that could be a really good movie. Like, I can't think of anything that's unnecessary in a sequel. What are some examples?
Well, I got a couple, because I came prepared, unlike some people.
Well, I didn't know you were going to ask that question.
Well, what about 300, Rise of an Empire? I don't know if that's a sequel or prequel, but you got to remember, 300, they lost. How can you have a sequel when they lost? And I don't mean lost, we lost the hockey game. Oh, shucks, fellas. This is war and death. They got captured, or they got killed.
It's a prequel.
That's still stupid. It's unnecessary.
Well, it's not, because you have to tell about how Sparta came to come. Or you don't have to, but they're just telling about how Sparta came to be, I guess. It became to be a huge empire.
All right, try to defeat Son of the Mask.
That movie?
Well, Son of the Mask is arguably... It's arguably the worst Dark Horse movie of all time. So...
Mother goes on relationships with a dark horse.
I mean, it would have been cool to expand on Loki like they did, but at the same time, they just didn't do it well. So, I mean, it would have been a good sequel. Or it could have been a good sequel. But I guess what really was the downfall is that they made it... They targeted kids for it. Like, it was a children's movie, for sure.
For sure.
Not only a children's movie, but more of a children's movie. Like, it... In second grade, whenever the movie came out for me, which, you know, I died. all right, so I was in second grade whenever the movie came out, and they were promoting it by having posters in the hallway. And I really wanted to see it because I was a huge fan of The Mask. I saw it whenever I was a kid. I loved it. It was fantastic. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of times it is just a cash in on the movie, but... Another one came to my mind just now was Dumb and Dumber 2. The movie just wasn't well made. The script wasn't that good. But what the whole purpose of the movie was for was it was a reunion between the, well, at least between Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels. I don't know about the rest of the cast. I really don't remember who else reprised the roles. But, yeah. I mean, for the most part, it's just to have a reason to get back together because it is a well-loved movie. And the actual sequel... That came, well, not the actual, but like the prequel, which technically is Dumb and Dumber 2. Just a lot of people hated that, so they were trying to right the wrong. So,
right.
So, what I'm trying to say is a lot of times it's just for a reunion. Like, the new Ghostbusters is going to be like that.
That's good. Yeah. I see what you mean. It could be an opportunistic marketing thing. Or it could be a...
They used to do it all the time with TV shows. Like Gilligan's Island.
Oh, wow. I should have got a lot more examples because I ran out of examples.
I could think of plenty. Like Gilligan's Island. They get off the island. But there was a reunion movie. I think there was another one afterwards, too. Father Knows Best. The Brady Bunch. I mean, there's plenty that had... Just reunion movies that were basically sequels just because they wanted to get the gang back together. So, there can be plenty of reasons, though, but usually the one reason is just to make money. So,
of course. Yeah. Dexter, can you chime in?
People still like it.
Hello, if the pineapple head...
No. I don't really have any, to be honest, because I haven't watched a movie in, like, forever, or a show.
Never seen a sequel that you didn't like?
With music.
Have you never seen a sequel that you thought shouldn't be made? There's plenty of them.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think.
Troll 2.
Ha!
No. Fortnite 2. Nope.
Is this?
Darren would play that. Oh my god, Fortnite 2, yeah. I can't wait!
Yeah, where's Darren?
Like, there are a lot of movies that are just begging to be made.
Overwatch is fine.
Like, Three from Hell. That is a big movie to make. But it's kind of unnecessary. But again, it's a reunion movie. You get the game back together, first of all. And second of all, let's be honest. If Michael Myers were to be shot like that, he wouldn't die either.
Oh, he's dead. No, no more movies.
You know, they're making a Chucky remake, right? It's coming out sometime this month. They're making a Chucky remake.
Yeah, I know. But they're not stopping with the franchise, though. They're still making the old movies.
Well, see, one of the well, that's not really a sequel. It's a third movie. One thing I'm excited for is Bill and Ted 3 that comes out either next year or in 2 years in August. I'm so excited about that.
Bill and Ted Face the Music. It's going to be cool.
It's going to be fantastic.
I know, right? It's going to be so old, though.
Oh, no, it's not.
Bogus!
It's going to be brand new.
Excellent. No. That joke was most heinous.
You said heinous.
She did. She said heinous.
Heinous.
She sound like.
That joke was most heinous.
I really need to wipe my anus.
That's what you need to do.
That's what you need to do.
You. You.
Okay. You.
Okay, you.
Only you. Wow, this is a very exciting episode so far.
Yeah, I blame Dexter here for doing nothing.
Hey, Dexter, why don't you recommend a topic?
Yeah, talk about something. Dexter!
Ooh, I'm coming.
So am I.
With your mama.
Yours.
My Wi-Fi was stupid.
Kill it.
Oh, what? I could have told you that. Oh, your friends are stupid!
Yes.
Jeez, so mean.
Your friends are stupid, Dad. One of your friends still thinks he's in Vietnam. What a dummy.
What?
Yeah, that's pretty messed up, man.
Yours!
What a friend he is.
Your friend.
Your dad's friend.
Your mom.
Yours.
I don't understand. Mine. I don't have any friends that think they're in Vietnam.
Picasso here is having a bit of a brain fart and a whole body fart.
I don't get it.
Oh my god, Dex is like 12 and she gets it.
What is it then?
A friend who still thinks they're in Vietnam? Get it? Why would you still think you're in Vietnam? What did you do in Vietnam?
Because you're in the Vietnam War.
Yes.
He killed multiple leaders. Does Vietnam have a dictator?
Yes.
Your mom is a dictator.
Somebody shot the dictator.
Oh. Oh, that's funny.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome. So, what's your favorite sequel?
Your Mama's Moans 2. Remixed, remastered, remoaned.
My favorite sequel, I'm a big fan of Back to the Future. I know there's three of the movies, but yeah, I like the second one out of all three.
That's a good one.
Me too.
Yes, I actually own all three movies.
Nice.
Yep.
That's good.
I do too, actually. On VHS.
Oh, really? I've seen Nightmare Before Christmas on VHS. I have that at my grandmother's house.
You've seen one movie on VHS?
Well, I have Harry Potter on VHS as well. Because, you know, I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. Gotta watch it classic. I have that one on VHS.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Strip Club. Yeah, how much for an hour, darling?
Well, my friend Jarrett
My friend that has problems with girls.
Wow.
He would definitely kill all those Fantastic Beasts, and he does know where to find them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He got some problems. He likes to go into the strip club
yes.
and kill all the everyone.
That's wow.
I found my yeah, wife on great. Pornhub. What's she doing there?
I don't know. Maybe she was a customer service representative?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Your daddy knows.
Yes.
No. Darren's mom knows.
Oh.
Bogus.
Bogus.
It's excellent. Oh, wait, that's
excellent, Wayne. Brah.
Oh, I was saying that like the Wayne's World stream.
Was most heinous.
You're an anus.
Anus.
I thought you were talking about Bill and Ted.
It was for a moment, but no, then you said anus, so I said anus.
Not you!
I was talking to Huey. Yeah, Kiwi is a Bill and Ted aficionado.
I've read the comics, that's about it.
Hold on, there's comics for them?
Yes, maybe. What do you think the movies are based on? Some idea?
There's a comic?
Someone's idea?
Yeah, that was based on script.
It's
I did
comics.
Not know that there were comics.
Whoa, dude, our heavy metal albums lied to us about what hell looks like.
Yeah, thanks, Van Halen.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Motley. Oh.
Van Halen. Where did they get that name? Were they Halen? Was it Halen on their van?
Your mama was Halen on top of the van. She went, oh! And they went, oh!
Eddie was hailing on the van.
I don't get it. Like the weather, right? I like the weather.
Mm.
I mean, I don't like it whenever it hails in my car, but I like it whenever it hails. Like Tony Hale. He's an actor. He acts.
I like Christian Hale. He's like Bale, but with Hale.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're beautiful.
Thank you. Gay?
Yes.
Gay.
Oh, yeah.
You know what month this is?
October.
This is the month where it's where you should be proud to be you.
I'm proud to be white.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yes. Your mama's daughter or son.
Your what? What'd you say?
Come on, Dexter boy genius, what did you say?
Yes, repeat yourself.
I said I'm proud to be your mama.
Yours.
Yours.
That you are your mama's.
Yours.
Proud to be your mama's son.
Are you speaking yours. Indian?
Sounds like it. I mean, it's like something that your creep would say.
Yes.
Hello, I'm proud to be your mama.
Hello, I'm proud to be your mama. How do you do? I'm here today to ask you a question.
Can you help?
You.
Hello, I can hear you. I wanted to know I can hear you. You need to quiet down. Why are you yelling at me?
Here on this podcast, we're very sensitive to culture.
Yes, very sensitive
we don't
to culture.
We don't have racial bigotry here. You're all equally worthless.
Yeah.
I was going to say something, but I forgot what it was, so please just act like I said something funny.
Any other time?
Any other time? Not right now.
All the time.
All the time, anytime I need it.
That anyone wants to talk about?
Well, a good topic that we could talk about would be why we don't have any topics.
Yeah, let's discuss that.
Yes, why don't we have any topics?
Yeah, why don't we have any topics? Please, please tell me.
I don't know. Hey, we're supposed to both come up with topics.
We all had brain farts.
Well, right, but I mean, I did. I came up with one.
I came up with one. And then we asked Matt, you, Dexter. Dexter, serial killer. Got any topics?
Yeah, Dexter.
Do I have any topics?
And I don't mean hot topic.
But, no, but I could tell you right now SpongeBob did 9/11.
That's not a topic.
Something to say to you to 9/11 because SpongeBob has two teeth and they're at the Twin Towers. Then his name has 11 letters in it. And that 9 is something. Hold on.
Write it down. What are you, a nerd? You're writing stuff down?
Yeah, literally writing it down on a receipt.
See for what?
AdamandEve.com.
Not for a book. Yeah, prop. It's not for a book, that's for sure.
Here's the deal. SpongeBob did 9/11. Let's see.
It didn't.
Let me write his name down. That's a horrible pencil.
That.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, SpongeBob has 9 letters in his name, right?
1, 2, 3. What is it? Sesame Street?
1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6. Pants. Square pants with 11 letters in it. So that's 9 and 11. Then if you look at SpongeBob in his mouth, he's got 2 teeth and those indicate the Twin Towers. So that classifies that SpongeBob SquarePants did 9/11.
You got 2 dicks
sounds
in your
like
mouth.
You're growing a dog.
Wow.
Will you shut up?
Someone's trying to mate with an. Sounds like someone's trying to mate with an alien.
What does mate mean?
Means make friends with. I'm very good friends with your mother.
Yes. He mates. Matt mates with your mother frequently, Darren.
Okay. Well, I want to mate with Matt's sister.
Go ahead.
Gross. She's like, how old is she? Like 40?
No. Let's see. 31.
And a half?
Yes. Well, actually, 3 quarters. 31 and 3 quarters.
What is that from, like, Harry Potter or something?
What?
And 3 quarters?
No.
You never seen that?
Maybe.
You gotta go to platform 9 3/4? Something like that.
Your mom is used to my 9 3/4.
Wow.
Gross.
Interesting.
Not really.
Yeah.
No.
That's interesting. Silence. No, it's not. No, you're right, it's not.
Why does Darren's off sound like Peter Griffin? He's just all late. A weak Peter Griffin laugh.
It's more like Peter Cottontail.
Tough.
More like Peter Coffin.
God.
Nope.
Nobody else has anything to say?
Well, I mean, does anybody really have anything nowadays with our minimum wage this low?
Hey. We should get paid a minimum wage to do this podcast.
Yeah, instead of getting paid only a few pennies.
Well, we are getting...
$1 from Adolf.
Yeah, we're getting donations from some cool people like Adolf. It's not enough.
Like $1.
Adolf, D. Trump, even Spielberg.
So keep That's those donations story. Coming, folks, and Dexter here will take her clothes off.
What? Okay.
No, she won't.
I mean, you won't be able to tell because it's audio only, but rest assured, they're off.
No, they're not.
Who knows? It's audio only, like Matt said, so.
Hey.
Well, we guarantee it's definitely on.
You throw some extra money our way, we'll get Picasso's mother naked. And everyone will go,
No.
Money will start really coming in. The donations will go crazy.
Oh, can we hear your mom?
Donate now. Darren's mom will take off her clothes for you.
Donate now.
Donate
or
extra to get pictures. Donate even extra more to get a message for 5 minutes.
Oh, 5 minutes alone with his mama.
Yeah.
Nope.
And if they just keep coming in with the maximum, they'll probably even make her his wife. Or her wife.
Lying. I mean, she's lying. She's lying. Lying she is. She's doing so much lying right now. There's so much lying coming out of her mouth.
Who knows?
Only truth.
I know.
You wouldn't know because that's your mom.
Not me.
Not me. I well, never lost control.
Of your mama.
Your face. Your face. Face. With your mama.
Man who sold your mama.
On Craigslist.
Oh.
What's Craigslist?
Do not. Oh my gosh. So I Craigslist. Went on Craigslist one time just to be stupid. And I found some very interesting things like in my area or further out in my, from my area.
Oh, like your mama?
Close to it. Well, no. Like, people trying to find a place to live, and they go on Craigslist and, like, does anyone have a place to live? I'll pay you blah, blah, blah dollars a month. Or, like, people are out there saying, hey, I'll offer anyone to stay here. And some of them are, like, sex slaves. Like, trying to grab people to be their sex slaves.
It gives me an idea.
It's really scary.
To be fair, it's not called slavery, it's called volunteering. It's a difference.
Yes. Excuse me.
Yeah, pay your food, don't I?
Volunteering.
That's terrible, don't say that.
Volunteering.
Hey, if anyone donates, then Dexter here will volunteer.
No.
I'll make sure I make a vlog about it.
Dog with a blog. I saw an episode of that, it was so stupid.
Like, I'll vlog about it saying this is the day one volunteering in this house. So far it smells gross. There's Cheetos all over the floor, pizza boxes everywhere.
Why would you
cans
watch
of soda lying around.
How can you relate
the
to it?
The dungeon's quite crazy. It's very cold and dark.
So I should clean this basement. This chain I'm chained to is rusty.
Oh, I get it. That's a good one.
Thank you.
I think I just sounded kind of like Patrick Stewart.
Me?
Me.
Oh, me.
Oh.
Me.
You guys know that I actually looked up Patrick Stewart yesterday to see that he was still alive.
I see they were still bald.
Because I thought he died, because I was watching Jeopardy, and it says something about Patrick Stewart, and I'm like, is he even still alive? And so I went and looked up on Google, and I'm like, oh yeah, he's still alive.
I lost on Jeopardy, baby.
It's funny because weird now.
Weird Al Yankovic.
It's a Weird Al Yankovic song.
You.
Me.
Just you.
Right.
Yes.
Oh. Whoops. Okay.
Okay.
And yes, for our podcast, we were going to have a segment dedicated towards people with special needs and language barriers. We tried Gupri. Didn't go very well.
Oh.
Yeah, he wasn't in the episode because basically he's not very fun to listen to. He has his moments, but you'd really have to cut out a lot of what he says because a lot of it's just like, okay. Do you understand what I said, you little bitch? So, yeah. Hey, it's cool. We just got ourselves a free live studio audience.
What?
Well, no studio, but we have an audience.
Yes! What, is your mother listening in the doorway?
No, but Dexter there, or Felix, or whoever... Dexter there is just, you know, not really contributing and just, you know, laughing, saying,
That's my nature.
Hello there, Dexter!
Can you imagine a show like that? Can you imagine if Three's Company's laugh track were like that? Just like, ooh, yeah, there's some really bad laughter people for like one episode.
See, I'm new to podcasts, so I've never done one before, you know. It's my first podcast I've ever been in.
Yeah, it's first life you've ever been in.
That's very true.
Yeah. You're a producer.
Okay.
That's a good thing we talked about. What about reincarnation?
I want to be reincarnated of a cat.
Did you say no?
I want to be reincarnated as someone happy. Shut up, you're emo!
You're a pretty sad, miserable person, it sounds like.
Well, so I have my moments. A cat. Talking to Picasso.
I was like, stop calling me! Yeah.
I lost my mojo.
Yeah, Austin the powers. So, what do you guys think about reincarnation? Do you guys believe in reincarnation?
I do.
Why?
Because it's just, you know, it's interesting.
That doesn't make sense.
I've heard about things and people getting reincarnated into, like, I don't know, reincarnated into like birds or something and just fly away. And when someone sees bird, like, oh, that's him, that's my husband.
What?
That's what I've heard. Being reincarnated into a bird. I don't know. I read an article in that popped up. I'm like, that's cool.
In your hot tub.
Reincarnated into a bird.
It's so stupid. Like somebody that says, oh, well, that's a person that just died. They just know because they came by, like, right now, whenever I said a sentence in a language that birds don't understand, you know.
There's a My Strange Addictions episode of a girl who is addicted to eating her husband's ashes.
Her ass? Oh. Addicted to her ass.
Well, she brings the vase with her everywhere because she feels like when she brings it with him, he's physically, you know, he's there with her. but then sometimes she'll get too hungry and put his ashes on, like, her food and stuff and just eat it.
Oh, it reminds me of the episode of South Park.
Oh, yeah, Scott Tenenbaum?
No, the one with Kenny's ashes. And Cartman eats them, and he starts, like, seeing the world through Kenny's eyes.
Yeah, the hot chocolate.
Yeah. What'd you call me? What'd you call me? I said, shut up, you big, fat, fat ass. Did I just call myself a big, fat ass?
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, though, so reincarnation, though, hey, do you guys believe it's possible? I mean, you can say all day long, like, yeah, I think it's possible because it's interesting, but that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, could be possible. I mean, next time a fly tries to get in your room, just remember, it could be a relative of yours that's dead and reincarnated.
Same with a butterfly, which I've heard that if a butterfly comes around you and, like, stays around you, it means that a loved one is there to watch over you.
So you're going based on what you heard. All right, let me tell you about how communism works. Let me tell you about how the Holocaust happened.
Or you mean didn't happen?
Did happen. So what happened was all the Germans, I mean, I'll correct some things at the end, but so the Germans were told that the Jewish were responsible, well, actually not just the Jewish, but the Jewish and all these other groups too, were responsible, mainly Jewish, were responsible for all this bad stuff happening to Germany after Germany fell after World War I, whenever they went into hyperinflation and whatnot. So, you know, Hitler told everybody that, so everybody's like, ah, fuck the Jews. So, basically, the Holocaust happened. So what you're telling me is you would have supported the Holocaust.
That's what she said.
No. No.
That is what she said. She said that she believes stuff just because people tell her that. She is very gullible, and thus she would be part of the Holocaust.
Well, she would be a Holocaust supporter. The things that my parents say are always, like, telling me things, and I believe them because, one, they're my parents, and, two, the way that they say it makes it seem, you know.
Did your parents tell you this while wearing their clan hoods?
So if somebody tells you it convincingly enough, you're going to believe it. All right, well, let me tell you a little something about eugenics. So there's this really cool thing called eugenics, and basically it's where you only allow certain people to, like, for their genes to live on. So doesn't that sound good? That sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, for example, all of the people with bad things, they would never exist anymore. We would only have people with good genes. Now, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah, like all the people with the poisoned black skin, all those people wouldn't be around anymore. Isn't that amazing?
Oh. Wow. No.
Exactly. Right, but you are a reincarnation believer, so you're a little bitch. Okay. That also means you're a Nazi.
Wow. Dexter is a Nazi.
Wow.
Exactly.
If anything, I'm a grammar Nazi.
So one pretty big thing, though, which I've been asking for the longest here, Matt, what do you believe on reincarnation? I've asked twice.
Yeah, and I said I don't believe in it. I like to believe in it, because it might be cool to come back as a cat, but I'm the kind of rational person who needs evidence to really believe in something, even if there is such thing as wishful thinking. I like to believe, but I can't believe because there's no evidence, but of course, just there could be evidence right in front of you, but you won't believe it because it's not convincing enough.
Let me tell you, those are Green Day lyrics right there, the Church of Wishful Thinking.
Thank you. That was on my mind.
Really?
No.
Ah. Uh-huh. Well, anyway, so so I understand, but how do you explain these children that? I mean, I don't personally believe in reincarnation myself, but how do you explain these children that have? They name a person and how they died and you know, they're right about all of it. How do you explain that?
Yeah, I've seen something like that. I don't know, it could be a hoax. You know, not to say they're all hoaxes, but there may be a hoax in there somewhere. Right, you're gonna say. And I'm gonna say, whoops. I don't know.
Well,
I lost my train of thought somewhere.
There are hoaxes in there, but for the most part, do you believe every single one of those is a hoax? Every one of these people are lying?
Nope. Maybe one or two. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. But that line of thinking doesn't mean they're all hoaxes.
Right, but you got to keep in mind, one or two, that means one or two of those people are telling the truth, which means that reincarnation really does exist. So just by one of those people telling, just by one of those people not being hoaxes, that completely foils your plan. So what do you think about that?
The hell are you talking about? What logical fallacy are you digging up this time?
You're saying that every single one of those people would have to be lying for reincarnation to not be true.
Are you putting words in my mouth again?
Pretty much, yes. But is that wrong?
Is it wrong, but always right? Never dreamed of starting a fight. I don't know. All I'm saying is that it could be true, but some could be lying. There could be hoax, and they could be telling the kid what to say. But just remember, if a kid really did get reincarnated, but when asked about some facts, they get some facts wrong, doesn't mean they're lying. They could just genuinely get a fact wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, but that's the thing, though.
Your mama's the thing, though.
It sounds like you're saying that a lot of these people could be lying, but one person could be actually reincarnated, which means you do believe in reincarnation. Well, you don't, but like, you believe that there's a very strong possibility of it existing.
Yeah, I guess you would completely ignore the part where I said that I don't really believe because there's no evidence, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It could exist.
Well, I didn't ignore that part. It's just that whenever that you, when you try to explain yourself, it comes across that you say one thing, you meet another.
Because it's nuanced, it could be some sort of mixed model. It could be like, what am I trying to say? Like, reincarnation is real to some extent. But what extent? I don't know. I'm not a motherfucking scientist. Those motherfuckers are lying, making me piss.
Motherfucker's lying and getting me pissed.
Got me.
I don't want to talk to your mama.
Got she's reincarnated as a magnet. Hey, what's going on?
Everybody's attracted to me. I'm not even a magnet.
Everyone's attracted to your mama.
Nope.
Even you Dexter attract- here wants her.
I don't know. Good old Dexter. But yeah, it's a crazy concept. I definitely believe in the possibility, but I do believe that there are things in the world that we just don't understand. But a lot of those times, I believe that it is very possible that a lot of these times it's not because of this, but sometimes it could be because of inherited memories, like passing down certain memories. But in most cases that I've heard, that doesn't seem like the thing, but I feel like that is a possible thing, that's a possible explanation.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, it's also interesting, though. What do you think about passing down memories?
Better than passing down VD.
Right. I guess.
I guess right.
You're a guesser.
You're an excellent guesser.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you're talking to the expert guesses here.
Yeah, like, we are the experts in Expertville, you know.
We should start a group for experts called X-Men.
X-Men 2.
Yeah, X-Men 2. Nobody wants that. That's a very unnecessary sequel. Coming out for us. Yeah.
Nobody wants one of those, right? Like, I haven't even seen the first X-Men. Do you guys like X-Men?
I've never watched it.
I've only watched X-Men Evolution, the cartoon TV series.
I've seen that. I like it.
I didn't get very far. I got to as far as, like, Apocalypse, like, the introduction of them, and then Cartoon Network stopped playing the episodes. And I was like, oh.
I don't watch many superhero movies.
Same. That comic book shit.
That's why it's a television show.
I'm sorry, Miss Blackson. Ooh, I am for real. Didn't mean to come inside tonight. Don't worry, an abortion's coming next night.
I'm sorry about your mama. Ooh, I'm for real.
Yep.
That dinosaur from The Land Before Time. Yep.
Ducky.
Yeah. There's a sad story behind that dinosaur, by the way.
Yeah, the voice actor girl died. Like her.
Because her dad somebody, murdered her.
For sure. Yeah.
Her dad did when she was asleep.
That's bad. You shouldn't do that anymore.
Not sure why. I just know that that's what happened.
If you could go back in time and shake Hitler's hand, would you?
No.
I'd
cut it off like Star Wars.
You're rude.
I would do it because it would give me the opportunity to kill him and make sure the Holocaust never happens. That's what they should have done in the interview, which is what they were going to do. But then James Franco was like, I love North Korea.
But Hitler didn't do the Holocaust. It was Himmler and Reinhard Heydrich.
Actually,
I'm an expert in this field. I watched the Discovery Channel.
No, it was Hitler, though.
Here's a funny, pretty crazy story my mom told me. So when the Holocaust happened, there was a theater that was held, and some, I think it was like a refuge, something like that, and his wife and some other people, like Nazi members or whatever, they were going to this movie theater. Well, Hitler didn't go, even though he was planning on going. He didn't go. But however, the people who were serving in the theater were the Polish. And so the Polish decided to get back at them to light the whole movie theater on fire and lock them in there, so they all died in the movie theater. You know, if Hitler went in there, Hitler would have died with him.
That's rude.
I feel like you're describing the plot of Inglourious Basterds.
I don't know. I've never seen it or heard of it.
Well, what happens is, in Inglourious Basterds, directed by Quentin Tarantino from the year 2009, starring Brad Pitt, among other people, a group of Americans, they strap down all the seats in a theater, which Hitler's going to go to, and they strap it all down with, like, TNT, and, the soldiers are there, too, with all their guns, and basically, they shoot up a lot of people, and they blow up a theater, and they kill Hitler. It's a good movie. Very inaccurate.
Interesting.
What's with all these damn anti-Nazi movies? Can we have one positive Nazi movie for once?
Birth of a Nation's kind of like that.
What about Downfall? That's funny.
Oh, is that the one where Hitler comes back in modern day?
Nope. It's the one where it's like the last days of Hitler's reign, and he's all mad and yelling at everybody.
Oh, that one, the one where it says 999999.
Yes. Hitler, Darren's mother's over here to come bang. Want her to suck your dick? 999999! 9 times, eh?
You should watch the movie where Hitler comes back in modern day, though. It's pretty cool.
I started watching it, then I got bored.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Have you guys ever read the book called Have you ever read the book called Boy with the Striped Pajamas?
What?
Who shrunk his testicles? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No. Have you guys ever read the book called Boy with the Striped Pajamas?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I've watched some in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. It is the movie. I read the book, and I'm guessing it's the same as the movie.
Her red box is about?
Don't spoil it for our guests.
Oh. All I can say is that it's a Jewish perspective of the Holocaust.
Yeah, it's sad.
It is. I cried while reading it, and I read it twice.
Everything makes you cry!
Yes. I know, right? She's a girl.
Harry Potter makes you cry. Oh no, Harry Potter and that Asian chick.
Cho Chang? That's Cho Chang.
I don't know her name.
That's her actual name? I thought that was a restaurant. Let's go to Cho Chang.
Cho Chang, she's a Hufflepuff.
Let's go to Connie's.
Hufflepuff sounds like another restaurant. The Hufflepuffs.
Nope. The house name.
So, here's something really cool. In Fortnite, they've added in electric cars, but, like, you know how they just have the cars that you can, like, destroy for metal? Well, those are usually parked next to, well, go fuck yourself. But those cars are normally parked next to a charging station that's the equivalent of a Tesla charging station. So, do you guys think that this will impact the awareness of electric cars very much?
The cars in Fortnite suck, so the cars in real life must suck.
Right, but I'm saying that they're advocating for people to be more green. So do you believe that that is something that will influence our younger generations?
Why, that yeah, that's a good idea. Young people play Fortnite. I think my freaking retarded nephews play Fortnite.
Yeah.
Wow.
They'd be like, oh, this is like one of those electric charging stations from Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Yeah. I like eating with forks. After I fork your mother.
Ow!
Oh, Fortnite, yeah.
Is a good game.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, it's the night of forking when, you know, the night that I did your mama, so.
Wow.
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 That's what your mama said. Wow.
You should be on The Simpsons.
Okay, Homer.
No, I'm at, like, Milhouse or something.
You're Milhouse.
You sound like Milhouse.
You sound like Cletus, the Slack, John, Yoko.
Nope.
Yep.
I do not, actually. You sound like Cleveland Brown.
Nope.
No.
There's Cleveland Brown.
Yeah, there he is.
My name's Cleveland Brown. I'm proud to be back in your mama's bed. She's my family.
Your mama's a whale. I'm Cleveland Brown. That's great. So, do you think the new Halo is going to be a good game?
Who? I don't know.
Halo.
Oh, Halo Infinity, maybe.
Yeah. I think that's the name of it. Sounds about right. Yeah, Infinity, because the sideways 8.
It's got a name, you know?
Halo Sideways 8.
My favorite.
Yeah.
My favorite. God bless us, everyone.
Oh, I remember that, Gingerbread Man.
Was that Abuela?
No.
Or Consuela? That's her name, Abuela. Consuela from Family Guy.
Who?
No, it's Tiny Tim.
And then I saw my mama's face.
I'm so
now a believer in eugenics.
It's not Shrek. It's a Christmas Carol
I'm
by Dickens.
Your mama's a believer in Tyrone. I gotta cry.
How's Tyrone?
Who are the people I keep company with?
Your mother keeps company with the blacks.
How's Tyrone been?
With your mama. It's funny because it really was.
What is that unzipping noise? You whipping your cock out, Dexter?
No, it's the case to my banjo.
Oh. What kind of case? Is it organic?
Case.
Is it organic?
I don't know. Probably.
Can you ask?
No.
Oh. Please?
Let me try.
Oh. Okay. Well, I can't wait for King of the Hill to come back.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, maybe. Tom Petty did no more lucky.
Yeah, well, he was never... Well, he was only lucky like twice anyway.
No more lucky, motherfucky. No more Luann. I think her voice actress is dead.
Wow.
Yeah, she is, actually. That'd be hard to replace. They replaced Lucky really fast. Like, he was replaced with, I think, Toby Huss.
Hello there, Bobby. I got propane in my narrow urethra.
Hey, Chef.
Hello there, children.
Hey, Chef.
My name's Chef.
Exactly. No, Chef.
How are you, boys? Bad.
Stop.
Why bad?
My name is
Why Jay. Bad, children?
Yeah, why
my
bad?
My name is Jeff.
I tell you once again, who's bad?
Thanks, Dave.
Your mama's bad.
It's Picasso.
All right. Well, it's been an hour. It's been an hour and 30 minutes into the recording, or maybe a bit less. I don't know these days. So I think it's about time we start wrapping up this very disorganized, disjointed, convoluted, weird, wacky, stupid episode of Kiwi and Picasso.
Kiwi and Picasso, convoluted.
And Dexter.
Yes, our special Dexter. Guest who special needs.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's genius. You just created our show. You just made our show. We need to have special guests with special needs.
I'm sorry, Dexter. You know I'm joking. You know I love you. Platonic! I have to say platonically or your mother will be on the phone. Have you got a dowry?
Maybe.
Okay. Hey, I didn't know that you had Down syndrome. I guess I overlooked it. That makes sense now.
All right,
looking
so,
back on it,
yep.
I should have noticed it.
All right, it's time to say our goodbyes. And before you ask, Picasso, I'm going to hang up because I need to do other things.
Like okay. Your
mama. I'm going to take the longest Uber drive to your mama's house. And on the way, I'll talk with the Uber driver what I'm going to do to her. He's going
to
go,
I don't know. It'd be kind of hard to beat Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast, he went like all the way across the country.
Oh, you mean that faggot that does a lot of donations to people?
Yeah, he's really cool.
I saw a Snapchat episode that him and about, I want to guess, 25 other people, he just said he just pulled a bunch of people from his contacts and called them. And they literally bought a whole entire store, and he spent over $70,000. But then he also bought other people's groceries when they were getting out, and he put it all and he put it to charity. So people who have low income and things like that, they get food.
Yeah, that's very nice.
You don't need a raise in the minimum wage. Just go find Mr. Beast. He'll pay everything for you.
Exactly. Just be his friend. He'll give you everything you need. Maybe not crack or something, but you know, you get the idea. Alright, so don't forget to donate to us, you guys, and we really hope that you guys enjoyed this episode, because we have our first time ever having a guest, And even though she is credited to be special needs, we both know, we all know this isn't true. I am Picasso.
And I'm Kiwi.
My humble friend and co-host, Kiwi. And we're glad you guys watched the show. And the next time you guys come back, we hope you have an even better time. Just
yeah,
because
we won't
to
have
donate.
We won't have dicks to this time. It's going to be a better show.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, yeah.
So, do not forget to donate, because the more you donate, the more you don't have to listen to commercials.
And I will tell you this, donate will read your name out.
Exactly. You can be just like Adolf Mussolini.
Come on, everyone, be like Adolf.
Shout-outs for everyone.
Exactly. So, we will see you guys in the next episode. We hope you guys have a great day, a great night, a great morning, whatever time of day it is for you guys, a great lunch. And we will see you guys next time on the Kiwi and Picasso Show.
Catch you on the flip. Flip your mama over in bed.
Catch you guys later.
Catch your mama later. Catch your STDs later.
You.
You.